Yud Aleph Adar, Monday the 2nd of March, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok Greenblatt, Simchas Purim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by the Korman family, Le'ilu Nishmas Maras Basho, Bas Rebbe Nachum Dov Ber, Aleha Hashalom.
A Jewish prisoner, addressed a shaila to the Chacham Tzvi, Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi Simen Tzadivov. He was given one day in the year to be a free man. And he asked the Chacham Tzvi Api Halacha which day of the year he should choose.
What do you mean by to be free?
To go out of prison, to go home for one day. Release. I think he would have paskened naturally maybe Yom Kippur, holiest day in the year, Yom Kippur. Chacham Tzvi paskened Purim. And the reason he gives there is because on Purim, Rabu HaMitzvot, there are many mitzvahs. First, the detailed mitzvahs, four mitzvahs on Purim, which are impossible or virtual, very difficult to be mekayim in a prison, which is, of course, Megillah, Mishloach Monos, Matonis Levyoinim, and Mishte, which is Seuda. But besides that, besides the Protea mitzvah, the mechus of the day is Yom Simcha. Yom Simcha or Mishnah. Yom Simcha or Mishte. A prison isn't exactly the climate for Yom Simcha. And that's why paskin for him that he should use Purim as his day of freedom. The mechus of the day with all its mitzvahs, but the mechus of the day is Yom Simcha. Yoim Simcha, Mishta. The Megillah keeps repeating Yoim Simcha, Mishta. The Inyan of Simcha, we have the Sefer HaKuzari writes two fascinating lines. Kuzari was from the very early Rishonim. And the Kuzari says that just like Tachanunim, Kemoisha hatachanunim tzrichin machshava vekavona, kein hasimcha b'mitzvot tzrichon machshava vekavona. And he explains that when we do a mitzvah, the simcha should be ki'ilu atobo ba'achsan yosoi koru el shulchano shel amelech. Imagine the king invites you for one meal to his table, round his table. He's your host. The king would be your host. So he says, every mitzvah we should treat as if we're a host of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our host, we're doing his mitzvah. It's a privilege, it's a schus to do his mitzvah, and we should be mole simcha. But then he finishes off with the most fascinating line. Im tavoi b'cho ha-simcha el ha-nigun b'harikud hi ho-avoido dveike b'inyanif. If simcha leads you to nigun and rikud, song and dance, that's the shleimus of the dveikus. Nigun and rikud. It sounds a bit like the Hasidish sefer, nigun and rikud, singing and dancing is what we used to at a tish. And here the Kuzari about 800-900 years ago writes that the shleimus of the simcha is nigun and rikud. Now nigun and rikud are external expressions of simcha, singing and dancing. And it's interesting that those should be the shleimus of simcha. I would like to explore a bit the inyan of nigun v'rikut. Nigun berikud. What is the meaning of nigun berikud? Singing and dancing. Something which we do at chasanas. We put a lot of effort into dancing. And of course the Gemara says the simchas beis hasheiva, there was rikud and song and dance. Singing, song, is a demonstration of simcha. But much more, song is ma'ira simcha. Song generates simcha. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was an orchestra. In all, who would have thought, in the holiest place of the world, in the Beis HaMikdash, there should be a band, an orchestra, a choir, placed, not in the front of the Beis HaMikdash, in the very Beis HaMikdash, just by the Mizbeach. Uveshirei David avdecha ho'amurim be'irecha, ho'amurim be'irecha, ha'nishmoim be'irecha, ho'amurim lifnei bisbachecha. The Mizbeach, the Makom HaAvodah. There was a concert. There was a concert in the Beis HaMikdash, a concert. An orchestra, a band, and a huge choir playing in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbeinu Bechaya Pashas Nosoi explains, Inyan Hashir Bamikdosh B'Shir HaPeh V'Hakeli. The Inyan of having Shira, a choir and a band, the orchestra in the Beis HaMikdash, who may be nefesh ha'odom nederach ha'simcha, because it brings the nefesh ha'odom to simcha. V'zeo diksiv ba'leviim, la'avoid avoidas avoida. It says by the Leviim, la'avoid avoidas avoida. Ezu hu avoida, lo avoida. Heve oime ze hashir. Tidei liois ma'aseh ha'mitzvah v'simcha. Avoidas avoida. The pinnacle of avoidah, avoidas avoidah, is song, shir. And the shir is ma'ira, the nefesh, to simcha. This can be understood with those famous words of the Ramban, where the Ramban, in his Sefer Shar HaGemul, speaks about music, and he talks about the harp, the kinoir. He says the kinoir in the Beis HaMikdash had 7 strings. And he says the kinoir of Olam Habo has 8 strings, Lamaseach al Shminis. And the kinoir of Mashiach will have 10 strings, as it says, Ale Osir v'Ale Novel. Then he says, Ki kinoir uklei hazemer b'Mikdash brings to Ruach HaKodesh. And he adds this line, famous line, Ki ein bagashmiois dak k'muzika. This is 800 years ago, he calls it musica, which is interesting. And Ramban says, Ein bagashmiois dak. In all the gashmiest creation in this world, there's nothing more dak, more refined and delicate k'muzika. Music has to be created through instruments, physical instruments, the violin, the harp. But the music that emanates from those instruments, says the Ramban, is the dak shebedak, the most finest Gashmiyistika Briya, the Briya that's closest to spirituality, Dak Sheva Gashmiyus is music. Which means that the Neshama, the Nefesh, which is Kulay Ruchni, can relate, can connect up to music more than anything else. Now the world calls music the language of the soul, the language of the Neshama. We have a makoyer for this. We have a makoyer in the Sefer Mavor Yabok. Mavor Yabok says, a very interesting Mavor Yabok. It was a Kabbal Kabbalah. He says, music, who enjoys music? Which part of the body? He says, neshama nenis mehanigun. Why the neshama? Lefi shehaneshama regila v'nigunim v'shir shel malachei hashores v'shir ha'galgalim. The neshama is acquainted, it's accustomed to the nigun of the malachei hashores. The neshama, before it came down to this world, it was in the company of malachim, of the Galgalim, in the Olam HaNeshamas, which is right next to the Olam HaYetzirah, next to the Olam HaBriah. So why, before the Neshama came down, all it was hearing all day was the Shira of the Malachim. So it's familiar, it's acquainted with the Shira of Malachim. U'b'yoysa v'aguf, v'shemas nigun, nehenis k'moysha hoysa regila, b'yoysa duvuka b'yisoida. When a hearer is a tune, it has pleasure, because that's what it's used to when it was the Vuka B'Yisoida, when it was connected to its source. But Chaim in Hogan Shel Yisrael and Nagin Baper B'Osif Nasiyas B'Shabosis B'Yomim Tovim. That's why we sing Nigunim to be Ma'or in the Nisham. And that's what the motive of the Shira on the Beis Hamikdash was. It was there to be ma'or the nefesh, the neshama, to connect the person up to his ruchnius. This goes, can move on without saying that this will only apply to music that speaks to the neshama. I don't know whether the malachim in Shemaim had drums or any other banging equipment. That type of rocking music, I think, is more physical music, not necessarily spiritual music. I'm sure the music in the Mishkan was a beautiful, refined. I wonder if they had drums. Yeah, maybe if they did, it was in background quieter. I don't believe there was any animalistic body movements. I'm sure it was with the most edelkeit, with the refined, which the neshama could relate to. It's well known, and I think it's worth repeating in this context. But it's a well known Manas Halevi. But we can understand it, you know, even better. That famous Manas Halevi. But the Manas Halevi says that Achashverosh in his feast tried to satisfy and saturate, to satiate all the five senses. He wanted everyone to have the time of their life. And he wanted to make sure that the Koyach HaRi'iyah and the Koyach HaShmi'iyah, Koyach HaMishush, Koyach HaReach, the Koyach HaReach, there's five senses. There's the koyach ha-re'iya, seeing, koyach ha-shmiya, hearing. There's the koyach ha-mishush, which is the senses, feeling. There's the koyach ha-tam, which is taste. And there's the koyach ha-re'ach, which is the smelling of five senses. So the Manas Halevi says, if you examine the Megillah, you actually only find that Achashverosh managed to satiate four of the five senses. The koyach hori'iyah, that's the pasuk of chur karpas v'tcheles, beautiful colors, an array of colors. And then there was the chush horeach, b'chatzar ginas hamelech, he did it in the garden full of gina, flowers, beautiful smelling flowers. Mishush, the sense of feel, is mitos zohar v'chesed. Just bring simple beds of zohar v'chesed. Each one felt differently. And then there was the chush ha-tam, which is of course the yei malchus k'yad ha-melech, the yei malchus roch k'yad ha-melech, any type of wine. What about shmiya? What about shmiya? Chush ha-shmiya, says the Manas Halevi, he had to leave out music. There's no music at that party. You don't find music. Because he knew that music would elevate the soul. It would bring them back to tshuva. They'd run away from that party. If there was beautiful, refined music, they would have a hero tshuva. Music, the right music, speaking to the neshama. We know when we hear a beautiful tune, it can bring tears to your eyes. When you hear inspiring music, people singing music, it can bring a hero tshuva sung in the right way. So he left out, he had to omit the koyach hashmiya, because he was worried that people would have a hero tshuva and they'd run from that feast. So that's the inyan of nigun. Nigun is an neshama connection to its source of the shir hamalochim, shir hagalgalim. What about rikud? I do have to dance. Wouldn't it be sufficient to sit back, listen to the music, be happy? Why is it necessary to do rikud? Rikud, you have to dance. The Kuzari says there has to be nigun v'rikud to show your complete shleimus ha-simcha. And here we have a revelation, the inyan of rikud. The Sefer Shari Kedusha, Reb Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Arizal. In the Sefer Shari Kedusha, the Reb Chaim Vital says, every man, that's actually the Ramban says that already, but every person is made up of four elements. Esh, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofel. We have four elements within us. And Reb Chaim Vital says, all the middos that we have emanate from one of those four yesoidas. And it's a fascinating thing, because he explains, the Esh within us is the Koyach of Gaiva. Gaiva is going up. Kaas is when we get, there's a fire inside getting angry. That comes from the Koyach of Esh within us. Ofo, which is the most dominating feature, because we were made from offer. There's four yesoidas, but offer. So the Chaim Vital says offer is the midah of, offer is the midah of within us, the midah of atzvus. Person's feeling low, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling unhappy, sad. That's the offer. Offer weighs down. Person feeling low, he's lacking cheshuk, enthusiasm to get up and go. That's the yesod ha'ofa within us. And Chaim Vital says the other middle, which is of course connected to this, is atzus. When we're lazy and we're lacking motivation and we haven't got the drive to go and do mitzvahs, that's all from the yesod ha'ofa within us. Yesod ha'ofa within us. Depressed, unhappy, lacking cheshuk, enthusiasm. That's yesod ha'ofa, yesod ha'ofa. The inyan of rikud, dancing, as Roshim say, rikud means literally lift yourself up from the ground. Physically, lift your feet from the ground. Afriyas hachumiyas gas, the afriyas weighs down. Bizrizos, get up and go, move your body. Lift up the neshama is anyway connected, is going up. The neshama wants to connect to Shemayim, to do mitzvahs, but the guf weighs down. So rikud means lift your feet, and when you lift your feet, you lift your body, and you move your body for the right reasons, for simcha, then that takes away the yisoida offer, eliminates the heavenness within us. When you run to do a mitzvah, and you do bizrizos, or you jump, because simcha, that eliminates the yisoid offer within us. That's rikud, that's the meaning of rikud. Libi uvesori yiranenu elkev. Not just libi, it's not enough to have your heart. Libi uvesori, your flesh has to, you be ready to move your flesh, your body for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kuzari says, Hasimcha bedveikus b'Hashem misbati b'nigun. The right nigun, the right rikud, in the right setting, the right way. Nigun merikud can be abused. You sometimes see nigun merikud people dancing, and you go to a chasana, and you can see that the dancing and the music is actually pushing away the shechina. It's very sad. The idea of a chasana is that ish v'isha zochu shechina shure b'neim. If you go to a chasna where there's the right ruach, you can feel the shechina there. There's a new couple, a new world starting. You can feel the shechina in a chasna when there's beautiful music and there's dancing. Everyone's trying to be masamech v'chasna kala. Everyone's putting effort in and joining in the simcha of the bali simcha. There, you can feel the shechina. Unfortunately, in many chasnas, it's actually the absolute opposite. You can have singers who are, you know, using their body and the music there, you can mamish feel the shechina being put. There's no shechina there. It's the absolute opposite. The absolute. When the Kuzari says that the nigun berikut is the dveikus b'Hashem, creates dveikus b'Hashem, that's a ruchnius dikka, spiritual. When the Ramban says dak, there's a gashmius dak of music. It's not referring to that type of music. Clearly. Coming back to Purim. You know, the Gzeirah of Purim didn't just happen by chance. If you look into the Gemaras, Klal Yisrael were lacking. It's difficult to talk about a whole generation of Yidden, but the Gemara says, Mishum Ba'atzlus. Zal Darsh and Apostle can begin it after Yud Aleph. It was Bishvil Atzlus Shehoya Lahem Le Yisrael. They were slacking in their mitzvahs. There was lack of enthusiasm. There was atzlus. That's al time yimach hamekore. The Gemara says a Gemara can reveal to us the truth. That's al time yimach hamekore v'shiflus yudaim yidlo haboyis. The Gemara says b'shul atzlus shlohoyolem Yisrael shel oskel b'Torah. There was lack of enthusiasm. There was lack of cheshek. There was atzlus. That is why the main mahus of the day of Purim is Simcha. Simcha is get up, enjoy those mitzvahs. There was atzlus, there was lack of cheshet, there was atzlus. It was the yisoy to offer. They were weighed down. They let the offer dominate their lives. Comes Purim and we say, get up, lift yourself up, take the mitzvah sayoyim. Understand the privilege. They didn't appreciate the privilege of a mitzvah. All of us, we do mitzvahs by rote, day in, day out. And we've had many Purims already, and we get up in the morning, and we hear the Megillah, and we have to do Matanos Tavyonim. They're all like a job which we have to do and get them done. But if we would view them as a privilege, an opportunity, as a chus, as the Kuzari says, you've been invited by the king himself to his table to be mekayim his mitzvahs. Tonos lev yoyni, mishleach monos. It's a yoyim simcha. And then, if we can somehow give a dance at the Suda. And that is the inyan of drinking wine. What's the inyan of drinking wine? The inyan of drinking wine is to loosen the guf. The guf is heavy. It doesn't want to move. The wine lightens the guf. The wine takes away the guf, allows the neshama is moving, the neshama is just ready to do mitzvahs, and the guf weighs us down. So you take a few cups of wine, and that disconnects the guf from the offer, takes the guf away, the offer's way down, and you're ready to move a bit. Adelayoda ben Orur Homon, the Voruch Mordechai. Orur Homon is the guf. Homon is the Yetzirah. Homon is the Choymer. Baruch Mordechai is the neshama, is the ruchnius. Adla yoda, on Purim there's no guf and neshama. The guf isn't there telling you to sit down and slouch. No, adla yoda bein orahama, we take away the choymer, the afiyas achumius. We get rid of that lazy guf that keeps putting us down. And drink some wine, it loosens up, and we're ready to dance, rikud, nikun, and on Purim you feel a different person. You need a few cups of wine, or the right type of wine, and then you're ready to sing. And you sing, and everyone sings the nigun that talks to them, the nigun that's ma'oira them. If you sing a beautiful nigun, you can feel the neshama, the isoirus. You can feel the connection, the dveikus, to Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we're not in the Beis HaYisurim, we're free, and we have all the opportunities. We feel we have all the opportunities of a Yom Simcha. Most wonderful, wonderful day. And you know, I'm in yeshiva here, and Baruch Hashem, we have a yeshiva with about nearly 100 bochrim who are sitting and learning Torah all year with tremendous hasmada. And every year, I know that important day Purim is for them. Purim is the day where they can express their simcha, the privilege that the zoicha to learn Torah and be mekayem mitzvahs. And I tell them, this is your day. This is your day. Jump, be happy, nigun v'rikud. For all of us that we're zoicha to be mekayem the mitzvahs. This is a day where we can't dance every day, we can't drink every day, we can't sing and be jolly every day. One day of the year, we can express for the whole year our zechus, our privilege that we can be mekayem the mitzvahs of the Torah Kedoshah. Our simcha is that we are yidden and we are free and we can do what we like. It was a wonderful, wonderful day for him. It's a day, there's nothing like it. There just isn't anything like it. Rabbi Yishai should give us the zechus to be mesameach, benigun, berikud, and to be zoicha, in the kashya, the gufran, and the shomer, and to be zoicha, besimcha, amiti, bedveikus, Hashem.
Amen.